Blog Talk Radio.
LLC. We live in the building, man. What's popping, man? Or how they say, what's popping, slime? You know, it's Friday, man, and we keeping it popping, so keep your ears and keep it tuned on Lush Radio Online, man. You know what I mean? Tonight, man, it's a lot of crazy things happening in the world. We're going to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to tell some cats to get the out of here because it's Friday, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. We live in the building, broadcasting from the DMV, man. You know I was all over the place this past weekend, and I'm going to be in Virginia Beach, man. So look out, you know what I mean? Because I'm looking around. What up? I got my man with the plan, Future Guru, live in the building. What's popping, slime?
Yo, sis, come slime. Like, yo, that's some new shit. Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm with it, you know. I mean, shout out to Lush Radio Online, you know, and shout out to Bugsy and Emma, you know, the team and TDI. You know how we do each and every Friday. We bring it to you real. We give it to you the way it should be. This is like the premier blog talk radio. Check the resume. You can just go to lushradioonline.com. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And I'm going to make you cats real aware of how we've been doing it over these past few months and these years. So, like, I want to just shout out to my team right now. Like, I'm so gassed about what we have done and what we continue to do and what we're going to be doing. I just want to say shout out to my CEO, Lush Radio Online. And I got to give a special, you know, moment of silence to the homie. I know if y'all follow me on Twitter, you know, I got to give a shout-out. I got to give it up to, you know, the homie Maybach Bills, lost his life last night, soldier, you know, not here no more with us, you know, due to the street violence. So if you go to Maybach Bills on Twitter, MayBachBillz, you know, you'll see some of his last and most recent tweets. He, you know, he's part of the Feed the Wolves movement. And, you know, hey, it was unfortunate. I heard it first thing this morning. Still can't believe it. He showed a lot of love to me on the Twitter right now, you know, so I just got to say salute and, like, R.I.P. Like, it hurt me that I heard that, like, young cat, you know. So, like, you know, we got to stop the violence, man. I don't know what you guys is looking for. I know how we get out here in the streets. You just got to strap up. But if you get caught slipping, I mean, this is what happens. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say, like, I'm from the streets, man. I came off these same streets that, you know, he was still involved with. But I chose to take this path online to be positive, help people do positive things. And I'm just so glad that I'm working with a strong team like Team Lush that allows me to not be involved with those situations, man. We got to wake up, man. You know what I'm saying? So I have to give that up right now. Get the fuck out of here Fridays if you're taking your strap out tonight, if you're going to the club and you're supposed to be just going in there and get some drinks on and get your dance on, man. Yo, leave your straps home. Is somebody looking for you? Are you beefing?
But you need a
stay
strap?
Stay in the house then. Come on.
It's crazy out here, man. Seriously. I mean, for the people listening to the show, man, it's too much killing going on out here. You know, it's too many people hating on each other. Like, I mean, chill out, man. Come on, man. The summer's coming up, you know, coming around, man. Chill out, man. There's plenty of broads and females out here to get into than to be shooting up each other, man. Seriously, man. We don't got gangs no more. You know what I mean? Come on, man. I mean, you fighting over turf. You fighting over stupid stuff. I know sometimes there ain't no jobs and situations out here, but chill out, man. Come on now. Seriously.
Yeah, so Rush, if you would allow me to just take 5 seconds of a moment of silence for the homie Maybach Bills, I would definitely appreciate that. You know, he was definitely a big part of the movement and what I do, like, and as far as the support. So I just want to take a moment of silence for Maybach Bills and everybody that was supporting him and everybody who knew him, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Lush. That meant a lot to me right there. And, you know, I got to keep pushing. He would want us to push on, man. And I'm glad I got somebody like Lush Radio Online that understands me. I had told her this just before the show, you know, that I wanted to make an announcement about that, you know. And we got to stop the violence, man. We got to stop the violence, man. And I know we got a show to do. I'm glad we took that moment of silence. And he would want us to move on. The street, he's a street dude. I'm a street dude. We know what it is. If you're in the game and you get caught slipping, this is what happens. You got to charge it to the game. And we got to bless the family and hope that they continue to remember the good times.
Definitely, 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 man. And if you in the streets, man, try to do something different, man. Try to take another road in your life, you know. I know you might all you know is hustling and stuff like that, but get out the streets. And a lot of you guys saying that you want to be in the music industry, you want to be in the business, but you got to decide if you want to be in the business or you want to be in the streets, you know. And a lot of y'all got seeds out here, so y'all really don't want to get in those situations where your life is taken at the end. Seriously, I can't afford it. I have a seed, you know, so I'm doing everything in life because that's all that I live for. So, people, we got to definitely, you know what I'm saying, chill out, you know, put the guns down and try to be a little bit more positive, man. I mean, I know things happen, you know, a lot of people, you know what I mean, they said, you know, a young boy went try to get into a club not too long ago. He tried to get in there out of New York. And, you know, they, you know, a little house party. And, you know, they beat him to a bloody pulp. They beat him till he died and stuff. And I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Is this what it's coming down to? Seriously? You know, it's like you don't even want to go out no more. You might as well lock yourself in the house, man. It doesn't make any sense, people. We got to chill out and calm down. Seriously. But on another note, you know what I'm saying? It's Friday, as we say. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Fred the Godson. You know what I mean? People are loving him. He's doing some real hot stuff out here. And we definitely got to support what he got going on. You know what I mean? And we proud of him. This is a dude, and he got the Bronx on his back. You know what I mean? The streets love him, and he's a fellow Pisces. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So I definitely am biased to that situation. Shout out to him. You know, I'm definitely posting a picture of me and Guru and Lush. And myself and him when we did our first interview with him in the studio when we was in New York. Salute to him. he's doing his thing, you know what I mean? And, you know, he got a song with Diddy, has some songs with Votto, you know what I mean? So he's doing his thing, and we're definitely proud of him. Shout out to Remo, the Hitmaker, you know what I'm saying, Block Work, you know what I'm saying, Team No Sleep, you know what I mean? We here, and we support him 100%, you know what I mean? Also, Lupe Fiasco. My man Lupe Fiasco is killing them. The whole album is definitely giving everybody a curveball. You know, I mean, Lupe is just like a Q-Tip, you know, a Talib Kweli. They all backpack rappers, you know what I mean? Like, they got their core set of followers that no matter what, they're still going to buy his album. But I think this new album that he has right now is basically touching everybody. Like, it goes back to the core of what hip-hop is. It's almost to a point where, like, he's touching everybody. I mean, and he basically, you know, has some crossover music, and then he has some traditional hip-hop, but every verse he's spitting is always something that's positive, something you can reflect on, and I honestly think that this album right here is awesome. If you haven't checked out his album, you need to check it out, man. Lupe Fiasco definitely gets an official stamp. It's official. Seriously.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy because I happened to see him doing an interview on one of the cable shows, and it was one of the funny dudes. I can't think of even. It was one of the dudes that used to play on Saturday Night Live. He got his own little news talk show, and he was really, you know, asking Lupe, you know, about his project, and Lupe broke it down, man. He's sticking to the craft, and Lupe's like a, you know, a cat that's very intelligent, and I appreciate his work. I know my brother's a fan, and my brother, when he first got that first Lupe album, like, that's all he used to jam on, like, so, shout out to Lupe for staying in the groove with what he do. He's been on this, blazing the same path since he came in the game, and he refuses to be, he refuses to compromise his music. I think he's going to stick to the script, and I appreciate that because, you know, once you get that deal and once you get signed, people are going to turn you this way, turn you that way on what they think you should be doing when you kind of got a gut feeling of what you want to do. Like, so that's really the game right there, you know, and you got to have a little bit of intelligence about the game, a little bit of knowledge about the game to either stay independent and not give in to these major labels and these demands, what they want, or you going to give the people what you think they need to hear. That's crazy.
Definitely, definitely. And on that note, why are we still chasing this whole I need to get a deal dream? Like, what is going on with them, bro?
Mm-hmm. Well, cats are still living in the age where they're not educating themselves. They're not educating themselves. If they got lottery ticket dreams, man. Look, T.I., Jeezy, you know, they had great music, but you got to understand the labels bought into their presence and their and what they could do, and you heard it all on the radio, but that's like one of the last of the big time major deals that you ever gonna see, you know, because as far as hip hop goes, you need to be thinking independent on how you can promote and market yourself rather than say, I'm about to go have this deal on the table, I'm about to go have this meeting, like they really going to believe in you, man. Listen, deals come on the table and deals is taken right off the table. So before you can say, I'm about to go have this meeting, I'm not convinced, man. Show me your paperwork where you got signed and you just got $100,000 or $200,000 advance. Because guess what? All it is a loan. So if you figure that you're getting something out of it, all you're going to have to do is know that you got to pay it back. That's your rooming, that's your expenses, your studio time, your hotel, your interviews, your radio promo, your marketing. Like, they investing in you just temporarily. That's the shit you got to pay back. You really not on and you really not in the money until you actually have paid back that advance. So wake up, man. Like, there ain't no such thing as getting no $250,000 advance anyway, like, you know what I'm saying? Unless you really doing something and really got the right connections, man. Like that's not happening, man. So wake up, get on your grind, sell units, move units on your own, put them in the trunk, go to the shows, try to sell it online, get your iTunes, your digital. But you lost in the mix thinking that somebody going to sign you, man. I don't believe you, man. I don't believe you.
There's
I don't want to hear that. Yeah.
The signing situation is irrelevant. It's non-existent anymore. All they doing is throwing 360 deals. I mean, the only 360 deal that people done last on, B.O.B. got one. Nicki Minaj and your man Drake got one. Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. Maybe they're able to prosper at this second, but at the same time, they still hurting too because they're still eating into all of you know their road shows. They're still eating into all their endorsements and stuff like that. So like at the end of the day, and even the iTunes is not going to them artists no more. The iTunes is going back into the record labels. The artists aren't even getting the iTunes unless you're doing it yourself. That's why we're telling people to be self sufficient. You know what I mean? Don't get into this music industry and not know the business. I've told you guys several times. Go over there, go LLC, find out about publishing, find out everything to know about, you know, actually go pick up this book. They have the music industry, you know what I mean? The music industry, it's a book. Go pick it up, Barnes & Nobles. Go pick it up and let that be your Bible, you know what I mean? So seriously, learn about this business before you get fucked at the end of the day with no lubrication, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many artists they old school, now they all bitter and everything now. They like, yo, I ain't get paid, and they just really reaping the reward right now. Only things they can do is just do appearances and stuff like that. Not all of them. Some of them played it smart, but some of them is bitter right now. Some of them ain't even got paid yet. Some people are playing these people's music, and they haven't gotten royalty check yet off of one of them. You know what I mean?
That's right.
It's crazy. But you know what I'm saying? You know, for these new artists into the game, you know, I just be word to the wise. Watch how you moving. Watch who you rolling with. Watch who's around you. You know what I mean? Because this game is not to be played with out here in this industry. It's definitely crazy. Also, in today's news, the crazy thing, you actually had a fair. My man, I'll be back. Arnold Schwarzenegger, oh man, your man had an affair with one of the help that was at their house. You know, maybe one of the maids.
Uh-oh.
Or my man, come on, he had a fine wife. His wife was bad. Come on now. You know what's crazy though? He waited till after he wasn't getting reelected again to drop the news. For the news to be found out. They've been keeping this secret for years, man. And the chick got pregnant on top of that.
Oh, Arnold playing commando. He playing commando with the maid?
My man is playing commando, man.
Oh shit.
He told her ass, I'll be back.
I'll be back. Stay in the kitchen. I'll be back.
Stay in
wow.
the kitchen.
Stay in the kitchen. I'll be back. Wow.
Yo. All the fools nigga laid it in, man, and had a baby on top of that. Like, dude, you like 1,000 years old. What are you doing popping babies and stuff, man? You bugging.
What?
Man. Yeah, the wife, so reportedly the wife is hurt and everything. The kids vented out on Twitter and stuff. You know what I mean? It's that and the third, so... I mean, you know, I mean, the wife has a right to be hurt, you know what I mean? But I'm saying, why you smashing the maid? I mean, if you smash the maid, don't get her pregnant, my dude. So that means you just going raw up in maids and stuff? What's going on, commando? You told her you'll be back in the kitchen.
That's crazy.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, like, we I mean, Arnold, like, yo, he preaching all this stuff and getting on. He got this high-profile political position, and he trying to put the maid exactly where he get what he want from the maid and just, like, do what he – oh, man, that's kind of crazy because, you know, you think about his home life and what he – like, do you think that dude has something to do with the political power that he can say, yo, I can jam my maid. I can – I'm sticking my mate. That's my mate.
My mate.
I terminate her. Yo. Yo. What's good with Arnold, yo?
I terminate her.
Oh, shit.
Yo, that's crazy, though. I mean, I'm just kind of disappointed in Arnold Schwarzenegger. I just didn't see it in him for doing something like that. But, you know what I mean? I'm like, this woman, you got your wife. She's been very supportive. But, I mean, men are men. Men cheat. But I'm just saying, why you didn't do it with somebody that was, like, totally, like, outside? Like, nobody. You did it with the chick that lives in your house? That cleans
I
up
stay
your house?
Home. On, I man. Stay home and bang my maid.
Cha.
I don't leave my house. Oh, shit. Yo, he's a beast, yo.
Yo.
But the nerve, though. Like, little Maria Shriver thinking it's all good. This nigga ain't even, like, you know, she can leave and he banging. Like, wow.
That's crazy, yo. I can't even believe that shit, man. That's crazy. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. I'm just, because, I mean, Maria Shriver is, I mean, she's bad, you know. She's a nice-looking MILF, you know what I'm saying? Anybody want to smash her, she a nice-looking MILF, you know what I mean? With a little Botox here and there, you know what I'm saying? She like.
It's time for her to come to the other side and get down with that swirl. Fuck Arnold. She need to pay that nigga back heavy, like, yo.
Yo, she need to, once she go black, she ain't never going to come back.
Exactly, you know, because Arnold ain't too crazy about no niggas anyway, so, you know, she going to pay him back big time, baby, you know, because she got money, she got her own money, that's number one, she got her own damn money, she come from money, yeah,
definitely.
She come from money, why you think Arnold got his bread, she got her bread, like, so she ain't really beat, you know what I'm saying, it's like, yo, it's time for her to have some fun now.
Definitely, she need to get some of that black man dingo, for real, you know what I mean? And then she could tell Arnold, I'll be back after I get some of that man dingo.
That's right, yeah, she need to get word. She need to get work. Right,
that's one of them joints, she got to go smoke a Cuban, and then, you know, get punished by a black dude and go back to Arnold like, yo,
mm-hmm.
I understand what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I had to get it in too. She gotta get it in big time though. I mean, definitely. But I mean, on to the next one. So another thing that's going on in the news: they need to leave this whole Osama bin Laden situation alone. They showing this dude's wife, she died, all kinds of stupid stuff or whatever, which you already know to me. I just think it's a setup for some BS anyway. But I'm like, why y'all keep showing this stuff? Like, y'all trying to aggravate these people over there so they can definitely send some missiles, call on their allies to send missiles over here. What's going on? Seriously.
Yeah.
They need to chill the hell out. Seriously. It's crazy. You know what I mean? That's ridiculous. How you feel about it?
Well, you know, I think they should leave it alone, man. They bringing up all kind of stories, and like the news is gonna do that. Like you're looking at that as the media, like the media, and as far as the news and the ratings, they do what they have to do to keep people tuned in for ratings, you know, and all that sensational shit with, you know, with the newspapers and the news television stations. You know, it's more of like a sensational thing, like, you know, how long can they drag the story on, you know, for ratings, you know, so they're going to dig, uncover one can of worms and go to the next can of worms, so, yo, it's more worms over here, we could do this for the ratings, Osama, 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 so that's how I look at it, man, it's just for attention, it's just for the ratings, like, you got to understand that these people actually have meetings on what we're going to do for the ratings. Like, this ain't just about no news stories. This shit is about ratings and how we're going to get people to tune in and make it more sensational. Like, so, I mean, they just digging.
Yeah, but I definitely think that's something that they need to leave alone, definitely. On other sides of news, okay, we have a French diplomat. I mean, this dude is one of the elite of France. Bonjour, everyone out there. You know what I'm saying? That's in France. Felly. But your man is bugging. He comes over here, and he basically decides that he wants to come in, and, I mean, he's an old man. He's, like, partially naked, and the maid comes up to come and service the room, and my man just ties her up and just takes an asshole. Like, where do they do that? Do they do that at? You just rape the woman, you know, she finally escapes, and she tells authorities that he took my asshole, he raped me and stuff like that. Like, you know, so now they have him detained. They have him as a flight risk, so he can't leave the country yet. But what? I mean, I have nothing against foreigners, and I'm Nigerian myself, and I love French. I love French because it's a romantic language. I love Paris. I love everything about it. But you cannot come here. I don't care how high and mighty you think you are. You can't come to the U.S. thinking that you could just come and rape women and not get, you know what I'm saying, you know, get away with it. Even though in some countries, in some places, even in Africa, in Europe, and Asia, in certain places like that, if a woman gets raped, it's never reported. It's like, it is what it is, you know, because in most of those countries, women are used as sexual objects and also minors. So they have a lot of human slave trade going on, sexual slaves going on overseas. So it's really part of the norm, you know. So I don't know if maybe that is something he had in his mental when he came out here, but he need to get out of here with that bullshit for real.
Yeah.
Bro, seriously.
That's crazy.
I don't know. How you feel about that shit? I mean, it's crazy.
Hey, that's real. I mean, real talk. Like, you know, you wonder how these people get off on these, you know, the ego, like the egos and the power that they think they have, man, that would allow them to do that, man. It's just beyond me, man. So, you know, people are abusing this power. Now, you say he was a diplomat, right?
Yeah. So I'm wondering, but I don't know if he's like diplomat, but he's like one of like the aristocrats in France, you know what I'm saying? So he has a lot of power in France. Like, but like right. If you're a diplomat, most times with the diplomats, they have diplomatic immunity, but I don't know what this case exactly. So, but I'm still following up on it and seeing exactly what's the, you know, end of result in regards to this situation with him.
Jeez, man, like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, it's like they're abusing that. Like, so you wondering really what their mind state is when they perform acts like this and just know that they might not even suffer any type of punishment for it. You know, like, what's going on?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely, and you know, and since we talked about that whole diplomatic immunity, so, you know, I really think that's a situation where they really need to kind of, like, rethink, because you got people that have diplomatic immunity and come to the U.S., kill someone, and just leave, and they can't be touched, you know, or come here, rape somebody, give them AIDS, and they can't be touched, you know, it's crazy.
Right.
You know? So that's the situation we're talking about. But we're going to talk about more stuff in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online. You're tuned in. Keep it locked. www.lushradioonline.com. Calling at 347-826-7722. Shout out to my boy Fred the Godson. He's doing his thing. And, yo, you know I love this song. It's getting crazy rotation all around the world. My daddy getting money. My daddy getting money.
Hey, yo, put some sparklers on that Ciroc and make it look like the 4th of July in this motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah. Clap your hands to this. Yeah. Clap your hands to this. Move something now. Cause they ain't bring us our bottles. Shipwreck, killing me a star, dealing with the guard, ain't care what trouble you do. I need proof you put in work. Where your W-2? I got that flare in that Montclair, bubbling blue, fiends high in a carnet. That's just something you know. I got a chick that got blonde hair, one with extension, both in my ass class, sitting in detention. Got the white DBM custom and it's glistening. I even got the old black maid, call it Benson. Her daddy get money. Well, okay, I'm pimping. I'm running for the bills now. I'm OJ Simpson. Relly watch glisten. Pinky ring sickening. Ain't talking about money. Be quiet. Well, bitch, I'm listening. My money lies. You know my thing, bang. Now why you over there whispering with that yang yang? I'm spitting high, I'm flipping high, I'm gripping high, I'm clicking, clipping high, I'm ripping. What we sipping? What we tricking? Man, I heard they clothes run big. I take that in double XL. I'm fresh, man. Yes, ma'am. I got the rack to borrow, doing 90 in a legend. I'm a hard act to follow. My name's Fred. Fred, 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 getting bread. When I talk, eight bars mean. You're like he must be on something. Charlie Sheen. Shake it, naked. I ain't gotta take it.
What you tuned into right now, it's Lush Radio Online, man. Keeping it locked all day, every day, man. Get that Patron out. Get that Nouveau out, man. Get that Ace of Spades out, man. Get that liquor out. Ciroc on deck all day, every day. Lush Radio Online, man. I'm a Lush and I'm online, man. I'm gonna get you some of that Lupe Fiasco featuring Trey Song. Let go.
And what we have here. Some great. You're a real good cause, I'm a real good verse. Freestyle unrehearsed, so clean, no curse. And when it's on domain, everything hurts. So I put it in reverse, go back to the scene where I seen you first. Yeah, I need you to sing that single again. Play that video, I seen you a fan. 100 million spins in my mind all day. Calling in requests on the line always. Yeah, the breakdown of your fan club. Leading players all behind like a band of. Like a timeout in tennis for a finish. How'd I get in this? Maybe was your hair. Maybe was your player. Maybe it's the heels and the way you wear. Maybe it's your real and the way you care. You don't care if I'm ill or a millionaire. The only thing that matters is that the feeling's there. Your smile's so bright, it's like a grill's in there. High off life, don't need a pill in there. You're killing me, I think I need a will in here. Got me feeling real skills impaired. Hard to describe why you're still in here.
But I like it, girl. Don't even know why I feel this way. But
my man is burning up the charts, man. And don't forget, the Billboard Music Awards is coming on soon, so watch for your local stations. Rihanna is getting more and more crazier with the red hair. I don't know if she wants to be a clown or be a woman. What's going on with Rihanna? She's bugging. Guru, what's popping, my dude?
Stop talking about Rihanna, yo. I ain't having that. That's my don't do that.
Don't do that.
Like, listen,
I don't know if she's going to be Ronald McDonald.
Red hair, green hair. I don't care.
I mean, she got a bad body. I give her that. You know what I'm saying? Besides her drinking blood
and that. She's got talent.
Talent where, son? Where? In a cereal box?
Do not play with me, love.
Jay-Z ain't signed her.
She ain't had talent.
Jay-Z signed her because he put that slong in her. That's why he signed
her. No, I need you to chill and stop. I'm going to need you to stop talking about Rihanna, because me and you good, and I'm going to be feeling some type of way after the show. I'm going to take it after the show. This is going to be like a conference call, me and you. I might call Rihanna. I'm going to have to do, so y'all can get along. Like, I'm going to have to work.
Tell her stop looking like Ronald McDonald. But anyway, man, I was not too long ago, I had posted up a video, right? It's kind of old now, but you know, Peter Guns, you know what I'm saying, which is the father of, you know what I mean, Corey Guns, and we definitely love Corey Guns and everything, but it's almost like, I feel like, you know, it never really is going to really work out with the situation with his father being his manager, his whole situation, because his father's an artist still. Like, his father don't want to let it go, you know what I mean? He wants to put
I only saw one episode. I got to catch up on that. But, you know, the Nick Cannon situation and then the other Young Money situation, you right to a point, like, but, like, get the right management. So I think that everything should come through his father because his father know a little bit about the business. I think his father should definitely take himself out of the picture as an artist and just focus on what his son is going to do. But don't let it interfere with the money. Don't let it interfere with the relationship. Because, like, Nick Cannon is paid. Like, Nick Cannon wants to brand him.
Nick Cannon been paid since he was a kid, man. Come on, that's my man, old Nickelodeon.
That's right. And then, you know, Nick Cannon, the episode that I seen happened to be the one where he had signed the Young Money and left Nick Cannon out the picture. So Nick Cannon was looking like real, like, you know, shut down, like, you know, like, and it looked like it was a little undermining going on, but, like, his father really didn't have nothing to do with it as far as what I could see at that point, like, you know what I'm saying? So,
I'm just saying, like, with artistic input, like, I mean, Corey mm-hmm. done got further than him, you feel me? You know what I mean? And my thing is, like, let the boy rock. Let him do him, you know what I mean? Let him rock, you feel me?
Yeah.
He got a guy's mentality, let him rock. Like, he just be, like, so OD with him. He's like, why don't you? I mean, we know you used to rhyme, but your son's better. I mean, come on.
I'm pretty sure he knows that. I mean, it wouldn't take like a genius to figure that out. Like, you know, it's the point that he is the boy's father, and he's looking mm-hmm. out for his best interests. This is from a man's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's his father. He should be involved. He should have some say so. And I look at that as because I'm pretty sure that Corey Guns wants his father to have some say-so because he's been there from the beginning. And you know what? He gave him an opportunity to go ahead and pursue that, you know. And at the end of the day, he don't want his son taken advantage of.
I know that. But
don't bully it, though.
But this is the thing right here, though. You seen the part when he was in the studio, right? Like, okay, he want to spit on something, right? And he already was in his mood to spit on something on the track. Now his father like, nah, I want you to spit on this track. Like, come on.
Oh,
though.
Nah, I didn't see the episode.
Like,
I got to catch
like,
up.
I feel like he old damn with that. You can deal with all the management about signing and stuff because you his father, you've been in the game. But when it comes for him spitting on the track, you don't need to do all that. Like, now you OC now. Now you out of here.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think that most of these reality shows, you got to remember that they do have directors. They do have certain things that they're going to throw in the mix and say, yo, tell him that he shouldn't rap
but,
over
I mean,
his beat.
But you going to tell me that they don't really do that in real life? You
yeah,
know
they do.
So?
They do.
I really think so because I really think his father is still like, yo, I'm an MC too. I'm an artist still. You know what I mean? At the end of the day. But we got a caller on the phone. You know what I'm saying? You're live on Less Radio Online. 347-826. You know, 7722. But we got 347 New York, New York. What it do, baby?
Yo.
Yo. Oh,
yeah.
Yo, we got Cuzzo on the line.
That's what it is.
Yes,
I love
it is. Yes. You goddamn right. I'm going to call the motherfucking show. You goddamn right.
I love Cuzzo.
Yeah.
Let it be known. Let it be known. I love me some Cuzzo.
Let it be known on the motherfucking building. And let's the radio on fucking line. Yeah.
Cuzzo goes in, y'all. Cuzzo goes in. I had the pleasure of meeting Cuzzo. I had the pleasure of meeting Cuzzo, and she turned me on to the best wings in Brooklyn.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I
ate them shits. That shit woke a nigga up out of his sleep. Shout out to AK Chop. He smelt them joints and went in. You know how we do. Cuzzo do not play.
They smell and they gonna go in because they smell and shit. Yeah, yeah, that's how we
that's
do in the building.
Right.
Look at here. I pull real quick. Oh, a little surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise, right? Right, sunshine? Well, I got to say, she already know what's going on in the building. Look at here. I call right here. I heard about Corey Guns. I mean, who the fuck is that? Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Oh boy, he's getting me some.
He's talking
Cuzzo,
about
what you sipping on, baby? What you sipping on, Cuzzo?
I ain't sipping on nothing. Not yet.
This is the natural high right here. This natural.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. Oh, and I just probably like the listeners think I'll get twisted all the time. You know? Oh, cut him off.
Damn, I'm the co-host, Cuzzo. I got your back. I just thought you was in the groove. I thought you was in the groove already joining us, you know, like I am. Because, you know, I don't get it twisted. I'm in the groove.
Over here. This is my natural high. First of all, this is my natural high. This is what I got to say real quick. First of all, let me just say this real quick because I ain't been online for a long time. I want to shout out to my goddaughter, Natalia. Happy belated birthday, baby. I called you yesterday. We was cool. Look at here. Second, I want to say this. That little dude, Corey Guns, that's his name?
Yeah.
That was signing with Nick Cannon or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. This ain't Nickelodeon.
He signed to Young Money instead.
They're Nickelodeon. Nobody talking about them. Look at here. MV, TV2. And nobody trying to hear them. Look at here. What I will say is this. I ain't got shit to say about that. All I got to say is about this. Can y'all please play, I got a shout out for the song for the night.
Okay.
Can y'all please play that on Chris Brown? She ain't too. Ah, y'all ain't ready right there. The way he was moving. Can y'all play that for me real quick?
Okay.
Can y'all play that for me real quick? Now, all that Corey Guns thing, listen, I don't know. I just remember that dude, Peter Guns. What's his name? Peter Guns? Guns? What's his name? He's from the Bronx. If it wasn't for the Bronx, it's right him, right?
Yeah.
Nah, we in 2011. Look at here. Nobody know. Look at him. Mm-mm. We ain't going there. We ain't going that far. Somebody got time for that. But what I will say is this. Shout out to Peter. What's his name? Corey Guns or whatever. I saw him on a little MTV thing and Mariah Carey's husband. Nick Cannon was trying to do some things. I just think about she needs to just chill. He just go to wild out and let that dude do what he got to do. Nobody want to see that. Nobody got time for that. Everybody got to do what they got to do. All I'm saying is this. I'm going to be real. Listen. The guy, I feel like this. His father was in the industry for a while, and he want to, you know, help him through it. But my whole thing is this. You got to be at a certain level to be able to help me. If you ain't get to where you needed to be, how the hell you going to help me? You only going to help me as far as you was at. You feel what I'm saying? Now, I can see if Jay-Z was helping me. Like, yo, Tima, This is how you do it. That's somebody that's there already. That's going to help you. You can't sit here and help me and you goddamn, you know what I'm saying, Peter Gunn. Who Peter Gunn? Who are you? I'm trying to help somebody out in the world today. See what I'm saying? See how I try to do that? See how I try to help the world out? I understand you guys. All got experience in this, that, and third. But look at here. You can have experience in everything you got to do, but look at here. You ain't get that far, B. Well, shit wouldn't go on. Nobody even listen to that anymore. Listen to the classic. So sit down. That's the difference. I understand people got some experience or something like that, but you gotta have, you have to be prominent. You have to have influence. You can have experience but not have influence. If you don't have influence, it doesn't matter about your experience. You dig? And that's real talk. You gotta have influence on people to be able to say, okay, yeah, this is what we're gonna do. Yo, what you saying you do, got your fruits gotta manifest what you saying you doing. And if it ain't, well, guess what? Have a good motherfucking day. Enjoy your motherfucking life.
Yeah, that fucking bitch, you play this song.
And that's what I gotta say.
Any
objections? Please call in.
Oh shit!
Minute, I can hit the motherfucking town. What's going on?
Right there, She Ain't You. That is a hot song, but How many of you feel like, you know, it's too many remakes of that song? Because, you know, Michael Jackson did it. Rest in peace, MJ. We forever love you. SWV did their version of it. Who's going to do a version next? But, I mean, I think it's a nice song. It's a hot song. Of how many people, you know, are out there that, you know, they get into relationships because they haven't been dealt, they haven't dealt with everything, or basically ended that chapter in their life with that other significant other, and they jump into another relationship, and they're basically reflecting everything on this new person. It's kind of, isn't it kind of unfair to the new person if you still got feelings for that other person and saying that she ain't you? Let's talk about it. How you feel about that? We going back on the line. Guru,
you. I'm like Cuzzo go first. Lady
Hello.
First. Lady first.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, look at it. Yeah, Lulu said it's right here. I think you're playing that song for me. Thank you, Lush Radio Online, for playing that song for me. Well, what I will say is, it is kind of messed up, you know, but she ain't too. Like, let's just make sure we understand the situation. Everybody got to understand what they coming here for. We coming here to just do what we got to do, or we coming here to do something else. Listen, I got feelings for this. Nah, I ain't got to say all that. Look at here. She ain't you. Have a good goddamn day. I like that song. What SWV song played that? I don't even remember that. What was that? What was they playing?
You don't remember the SWV version of the song with the same instrumental?
But what's the name of the song?
Right here.
Oh, yeah, that ain't it. We saying she ain't you. We ain't saying right here. We ain't saying that. We saying something totally different in 2011. So I'm with it. I rock with Chris Brown all day.
Oh, damn.
Relationships to me, it sucks. I don't believe in relationships no more because people lie all the time. People do what they got to do. I don't believe in it. So me, I probably wouldn't be a good person to talk to because I don't believe in them anymore. Real talk. I really don't. It's just what it is. We have fun. We sex. We do what we do. We have a good time, and you get ahead back home, and I go back home. And if we coming home together, it don't mean shit, because we got somebody else on the motherfucking end of the motherfucking phone. I'm telling the truth, though. She ain't you. And that's perfect me. She ain't you. Niggas don't know who I'm talking about, men or women. Let's go.
Oh,
online
on
there, look at him, look at the
hell.
What's going on?
Guru, how you feel about that, man?
hey, I mean, that title alone, it's thought provoking, you know. So I mean, it's gonna sell some records, and a lot of people, that's how they feel. I mean, you know, on rebound or whatever, like, you know, it is what it is. It sounds like a rebound song, so, you know, there's a lot of rebound songs out there, and that's what he just feels.
I'm just
kind
of wondering, is a lot of the songs about, like, I don't know if it's, like, about Rihanna, because I'm starting to notice a lot of some of the songs is, like, talking about, like, past relationships. I don't know.
Nah, she ain't that bad. It ain't about all her. She ain't bad. She a ice. She ain't no. Come on, get out of here. Don't. Ain't all about her. Like, don't get it twisted. She ain't that bad.
She ain't that bad. She ain't that bad. But Chris Breezy definitely can get it. He can definitely get it. The way he moving on them videos.
I should have been got. I saw him 3 times already, and I should have been got him. But I was like, man, this little dude. But when I his videos, I said, oh my goodness, you like skin piece of Wonder Bread.
I can't breathe, man. Oh my God, yo, I swear.
Trouble in the building. Trouble in the building.
Brooklyn is definitely in the building, man, for real. Yo, Cuzzo is back in the building, man. She's setting the summer off already, for real. For real.
Yo, they said the world will end tomorrow.
They said what?
Look here. I don't know where they got that from. I got stuff to do next week. don't know who told him the word into tomorrow. I don't know who told him that. But look here, I'm going to holler at y'all next week, too.
Also, real quick in the news, shout out to all the troops and all the soldiers that came back home. God bless them, and thank God to all of them coming back home and stuff. It was a rough time, but they're coming back. And hopefully all the mess is cleared up soon, you know, to make peace out there. But to wrap it up, because we got like 2 more minutes left on the live, we got to, you know, tell some cats to get the F out of here, man. It's a lot of crazy things that done happened the past week and stuff or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might have cut you off in the middle of the street. Somebody might have flicked you off. Somebody might have been looking at you the wrong way. Somebody might have smashed your chick. Who knows? Somebody might have made the wrong food for you. Just tell them to get the F out of here. Go ahead and get them, son. Get them, son.
Yo, my get the fuck out of here is for everybody that's really out there on that street violence, man. You know, I mean, you gotta come up out of that, man. I'm coming to it because I know that's what I really wanted to get off my chest tonight. You know, lost exposure, and I mean, what's beef, man? You know what I'm saying? Is it, how real was it? You know, so like, yo, if it, I know the code of the streets. Like, but I mean, wake up, people, man. If you're coming out to party tonight, leave your guns home, man. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Word.
Shout out to Maybach Bills, man. Salute, man. RYP.
Definitely. Go ahead and get them, cuzzo.
Yo, let's get the fuck out of here. All y'all motherfuckers hit me up on Facebook like, come to this party. Come see me on this motherfucking drop. Nobody trying to see shit. I got things to do. Come see me on. Listen, 500 things a day. Y'all ain't never say, hello, cuzzo. How you doing? How everybody doing? Oh, come see me. Call me up. Yo, fuck out of here. I ain't got no time for that. And also get the fuck out of here to all y'all motherfucking losers. Oh, yeah. I'm going to take you out next week. Fuck out of here. Ain't about next week. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to be next week. I'm talking about this motherfucking week, bitch. Fuck out of here, you fucking clowns. I ain't going to fucking Brooklyn next motherfucking week, bitch. Fuck out of here. Ooh. And I'm calling you out. Sean, fuck that motherfuckers. Yeah, boss said it, bitch.
Yo, Cuzzo just really went in on people today. Shout out to everybody out there, you know what I'm saying, that's doing their thing and that's on the grind. But if you ain't tuned in to Lush Radio Online and listening to the real cats out here, man, y'all need to get out of here. If you ain't rocking with the whole entire squad, the team, you need to get out of here, man. And if you ain't staying true to who you really are, man, get the F out of here, man. And all y'all cats out here, you know what I'm saying, talking about, oh, you know what I'm saying? You wanna have a fling, but yet you talking about, oh, I need to holler at my wifey, but you wasn't talking about no wifey when you was calling me and all that stuff and everything. But all of a sudden, I got to talk to my wifey, son. Like, shut up, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. Real talk. Get out of here. Ready?
No. How we doing?
Man, we bouncing, man. Put that Ciroc up, man. Put that Moscato up, man. We out of here. Party for the next man, man. Whatever party you get into, be safe. Strap up. Don't drink and drive. And we out of here. Peace, love, and chicken grease, man. Holla is written in the stars, man.
On so many different styles, cause I got more than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, barack. Man, I'm like a young gun, fully black, barack. I cry teardrops over the massive attack. I only make hits like I work with a racket and back. Put on my jacket and hat, so down.